Hi, and welcome to our latest Outsports podcast. It is September 19th. We are well underway in the NFL season, coming to a close with Major League Baseball. And today, of course, we are talking NFL. Apologies to all of those listeners who are not NFL fans. I know we end up talking a lot of NFL, but that's just in our DNA. Up this week, Kerry Rhodes, who just a week ago, it was deemed that he could not find a job in the NFL because he's gay. And now suddenly, Jim, the tune has changed. What happened in such a short week with Pro Football Talk and Deadspin to make them completely go back on what they said just a week ago?
Well, give a little background first, but first want to wish my mom a happy birthday.
Today,
85 years old today, so happy.
It is my sister's 38th birthday. Ah, happy birthday to your mom.
And to Jessica Ziegler, so. But on to the Kerry Rhodes thing. There have been all sorts of – Kerry Rhodes is a safety, free agent, played for the Jets, played for the Cardinals. This got released this year, like a lot of teams release people, and basically was out of football, looking for another job. There was rumors then came started by a guy who said he was Kerry Rhodes' ex-boyfriend. We only wrote about it once when Kerry denied he was gay. And it became sort of this gossipy kind of thing that was on some websites and generally was not gotten much attention. Well, Kerry Rhodes does not have a job, even though, according to some surveys, he was still a very good safety. There's some dispute over that. And Deadspin, which is probably the most read general interest sports blog in the country, I had a column by one of their writers in his football thing saying, is Kerry Rhodes being blackballed because he's gay? And it was nothing but pure speculation, but at one point he said it, you know, almost criminal, borderline criminal that he does not have a job, which then led Pro Football Talk, which is the most read football site on the internet, to weigh in with the same thing. Is Kerry Rhodes being blackballed because he's gay? Well, Sid and I discussed it, and we wrote a column saying, is he? No, we doubt it, and gave all sorts of reasons. Well, it turns out that Kerry Rhodes had a tryout with the Giants, and the story seems to be falling apart because we now hear that Kerry Rhodes was offered $3 million to stay with the Cardinals and just didn't think it was enough money. And the story seemed to be that he thinks he's worth a certain amount of money that teams aren't willing to pay. So it's much more of a money issue than it is the, oh, my God, they don't want to sign a guy because he's gay issue. So that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, why is it that people have to go the gay angle? For example, there are many athletes in the NBA who aren't getting a gig and they want to. Jason Collins is one of them. There are many NFL players trying out every week for teams or working out every week for teams who aren't getting picked up. One of them happens to be Kerry Rhodes, about whom there is a rumor that he might be gay. But with these guys, the only ones you ever hear of that the reason is anything but their on-field excellence are the gay guys. So for some reason, everybody else is being measured by how good they are. But with these two guys, it's whether they're gay or not.
Well, I think it's interesting that I think for as pro-gay as the media is, there still is this storyline that says, oh, my God, you can't be gay and be in sports. And so they help in some ways to perpetuate this idea that it's impossible. And so the Kerry Rhodes speculation, and if you read the stories, it was nothing but speculation. They did not quote anybody. They did not get anybody to say he's being blackballed. They simply said, huh, he doesn't have a job. Why not? Well, you know, we had a reader who went through and listed about 20 name NFL players who also are out of jobs. And you don't hear people talking about them. I mean, you know, Michael Turner was a starting running back for a team that was a playoff contender for the Falcons. And no one's writing about why is Michael Turner out of a job. And it just seemed that they all jumped to the conclusion that it was because Kerry is, you know, had these rumors going along with him.
Well, what's funny is, so when we were starting to write this, I wrote to Stacey James at the Patriots. I wrote to Greg Hale at the NFL. I tried to get in contact with somebody at the Giants. They declined to make comment. Now we know why, because they were going to try out Kerry Rhodes. But both of these guys said, no, this is not happening. And Drew Magary, who wrote the Deadspin article, kind of it was a jab, you know, oh, why, you know, of course those two guys are going to, essentially attacking our sources, except he did mention a source, but his source was anonymous. So it was just interesting that we go to the NFL, we get named sources. He did name a source via Mike Florio, and of course that source was anonymous.
And the source didn't even say he was being blackballed.
Right, that's right, yes. Right, it didn't back up his theory.
I mean, listen, I am not going to say there's no homophobia in sports, and I'm not going to say that the rumors about Carrieros, I think they may have had something to do with some GMs maybe being nervous, but all these qualifiers, we don't know. Teams make all sorts of decisions, and, you know, I'm a big Colts fan. A few years ago, they signed a safety in December who'd been out of football. So people, they make these decisions individually. The idea that there's just some conspiracy among 32 teams calling each other saying, well, don't sign Kerry Rhodes, it just makes no sense. And you even had a point that we put in our story about maybe it's a fact that if Kerry Rhodes was out, that would make it easier because maybe the reason some people are afraid is that they think he's going to be outed on their watch.
Outed or just weird controversy around it, right? When you're out, it's people can understand it. You're out. There's not going to be any blackmailing. You don't have – well, maybe there are pictures floating around the internet that you don't want out. But, yeah, when you're closeted, it just involves a whole slew of other issues.
And also, again, remember, we're not talking about a guy who is a star. He's on the wrong side of 30 for the NFL. He is not a household name, so even if he is signed, I doubt the media is going to make it a big deal. Right? Are they going to be writing stories about Kerry Rhodes' personal life? Well, they don't write stories about almost anybody's personal life, really, when it's football time. And yet I just think it's some of this knee-jerk thing is, it proves our theory that that sports are homophobic. And it makes the writer sort of feel better that they're standing up by saying this is criminally insane. But what's interesting is to see the commenters on Deadspin were, for the most part, especially in the second – there was a second story where they said, oh, gee, well, maybe Kerry Rhodes – oh, Kerry Rhodes at the trial with the Giants. A lot of commenters were just on Deadspin saying, well, you guys let this go. Why do you keep raising this, you know, this sort of fake sort of narrative when you have no evidence?
Right.
And so it seems that in some ways maybe the readers and the fans are a little more smarter about it and realize guys are signed and not signed for all tons of reasons. How many times have you and I looked around and said, how come this guy isn't whatever? Well, I doubt that Drew Magary of Deadspin was breaking down tape of safeties. You know, I know I wasn't, so I can't tell you how good Kerry Rhodes is.
I've said for years the number one reason we don't have more out athletes in the pros is the media. Because of the thread that the media keeps spinning about how hard it is. Even when somebody comes out, there's always a qualifier. Well, he's not on an active team. Well, it's in soccer. Well, you know, this is all fine and dandy, but we all know how hard it really is for somebody to do this. Even though every single person who's ever come out in sports that we know of, who's come out and hasn't been outed, but who has come out, has had a great experience. Yet the media keeps spinning the story that it's impossible to come out. And, of course, athletes hear that and they believe it.
Yeah, but it was interesting to see how it – because the size of those websites, how quickly this story became sort of something that people talked about and we felt compelled to write about.
Yeah.
Because we've been ignoring the gossip just because – I mean, it's a he said thing. And at a certain point, we have no intention of outing Kerry Rhodes if he is gay. And, you know, we had to run more pictures by this guy saying that he's Kerry's boyfriend, and Kerry denies it, and then where do you go from there? And I have a feeling that, you know, if short of safety, somebody like Kerry Rhodes can get signed.
Yeah.
But again, teams make all – I mean, look, Trent Richardson just got cut yesterday traded by the Cleveland Browns. So in some ways, nobody's untouchable and nobody's sacred. So, and Peyton Manning got cut by the Colts last year. So this idea that Kerry Rhodes is sort of somehow this rare beast who's out of a job, it doesn't make any sense to me.
You think about that. Peyton Manning got cut last year.
Yeah.
And people are worried about Kerry Rhodes' sexual orientation.
Or saying a reason he doesn't have a job is because of his sexual orientation versus, well, maybe he doesn't fit teams' needs and what they do defensively. Or maybe he simply, maybe they said, well, offer you the league minimum, $840,000. He goes, no, I want more. And they can't, right. You know, at a certain point, if Kerry Rhodes thinks he's worth a certain price, he's entitled to that. But the teams are entitled to say no. So that's the new narrative from Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, after we discovered that Rhodes was offered $3 million. Well, maybe he just wants too much money. And somebody else said, one of the commenters on Deadspin, but maybe he doesn't really want to play football that much and is asking for a lot of money, figuring if they give me $3 million, if they give me $4 million, I'll take it. If they offer me $1 million, it's not worth it. The bottom line is we don't know. And yet, so why the speculation saying, you know, the reason is X, Y, and Z?
Well, you know why? Because another theme of ours over the years and our frustration with the media is that most sports reporters aren't actually reporters. They're sports fans with a voice. And what you see in all of sports is a mob, sports reporting is a mob mentality. The move by the Colts to get Trent Richardson was a brilliant move and makes them a Super Bowl contender, and so that just keeps getting repeated over and over and over and over and over again until people in the public just assume, oh my God, this is an amazing move, what a steal, instead of looking at whether it's actually a good move or not. And you see it, you watch TV, it's always the one or two storylines that they just drag out of the entire game. So this is the sports media. This is what they do. They create a narrative. The narrative is gay men can't play sports. And whether they believe it or not, they just keep repeating it.
Well, so the bottom line takeaway is, why is Kerry Rhodes out of a job right now? Who knows? I mean, in a sense, but I don't think it's because he's gay or, you know, the rumored gay.
Yeah. Well, it will be interesting to watch. It would be great to see him get signed somewhere this season. Somebody could use him, and hopefully he will. Just a couple minutes left. Wanted to touch on Fallon Fox. A few months ago, Matt Mitrione, a UFC fighter, said some pretty transphobic things. He talked to you this week and apologized. Just tell us quickly kind of how that came about and what he said.
I was talking to a UFC publicist who mentioned a guy who has a gay cousin in Florida and has, you know, done some anti-bullying work. And I said, oh, great, can I do an interview with him? And it turns out it was the same Matt Mitrione who said these transphobic comments about Fallon. So I, you know, did the interview with the proviso I would ask him mostly about Fallon, because we had never written about it, and then get into that. And, I mean, he apologized. It was interesting. I can tell he really still doesn't understand transgender issues at all.
Yeah.
His apology, I think, was heartfelt, but he kept getting tangled up in the weeds about should Fallon have disclosed her status. But, you know, and yet on the gay issue, he's fantastic. On the trans stuff, I mean, he did not try to defend his words at all. He must have said, you know, he used the words hateful and brutal and demeaning, and I crossed the line. And so, but it was still interesting. You can tell he has a lot of learning to do on it. But what was even better was, you know, you sent the story to Fallon, and she wrote, I thought, a fantastic apology about it. Or not apology, apology accepted story about it.
Yeah, and I think she hit the nail on the head. He apologized for saying what he said, not for thinking what he thought. And kind of said, you know, I still think this, but I shouldn't have said it, and I should have said it the way I did. So Fallon accepted that.
Think what he's saying, I mean, I'm not going to get an argument with him about what he said, but he said he has no problem with her fighting, whereas he had that problem before. And he certainly learned, because before he was calling her he did not use that once. I just think that in terms of the thing of transgender, I don't think he gets – it just confuses him. And so to him, it's, oh, it's just a dude fighting as, you know, a dude trying to beat up women. That's what he said back in April. And he doesn't say that now. The UFC fined him. It was a very large fine. And he went sensitivity training. So it was one of those things that you hope he's learned something. And he has a couple of kids. And, you know, you hope he'll impart that to it. But that Fallon's comment and you know, the response was very gracious and very well said.
Well, look at that. OutSports building bridges between sports and the LGBT community. Well, it's an issue that a lot of people don't understand. I think I understand it better than most, but I still don't fully understand it, and I still have, you know, thoughts in my head about what's fair, and I'm still reading and learning, and so it's to me, the whole trans issue is a new frontier in rights and civil rights and sports, and it's one that I don't think's going to go away anytime soon.
Well, it was interesting on the gay issues. He was fantastic, meaning right. He said flat out, I know there's homophobia in this sport, but I think the vast majority of fighters would accept a gay fighter in the UFC. And he said, a gay guy is not going to try to grab my balls while we're wrestling. I mean, he was using language, I think, related to it. And, again, we keep hearing writers, sports writers, well, they wouldn't be accepted. And here's a guy in a sport you would think would be maybe the most homophobic, given right. The context, saying, I have no problem with it. I don't think anybody else would. So we hear from another athlete saying what the media often doesn't say.
Well, and every time an athlete says that, the media just says, oh, well, again, that's just one guy who's in the minority. You can find 100 of those guys, but you could find 1,000 guys who would say that they hate gay people. But we just got to keep bringing these voices to light until the media just finally realizes how wrong they've been. But that's all the time we have this week. We will check back with you. Yes, next week we will be on. So we've got in and out of town over the next couple of months. So, but we'll both in LA next week, and we'll talk to you then.